You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Let's talk about hair, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that we see. Let's talk about hair. Okay, guys. So we are going to be discussing the hair quality to make our wigs from. Where do we get it? What are we looking for? And how is it so damn expensive? So, let's dive right in. So, there's different qualities of hair. We all know it. Okay, a little airplane action. They have different types. So they have like Remy hair, which is supposed to be like the best there is. So I'm like, okay, cool. Then it like goes down from there. They have like Chinese hair. They have all different. And now the big thing is like going into Russia and having Russian hair and in the Philippines and going to the synagogues and all this. And I'm like, oh, it's so much. Still a lot of money, you know, for stealing hair from people who give it to their god. Anyway, I'm not going to get religious because you know me, not Mr. Religion. But I do like to know where the hair comes from. So I know like all the follicles are going the same way, how thickness it is, how thick it is from the binding all the way down to the tip. That is the pet peeve of mine. I've been using a distributor out in China. It's been okay. Like, it's just been okay. I haven't really fallen in love with him. He's done some cool things for me, but still pushy. And so you really want to try to find the best quality hair that's going to last the longest and look the best every time. If you buy curly hair, curly texture, I don't want it to shed. I want it to be there. I want it to be beautiful. So what I do, you know, here's a little secret. I don't buy unwefted hair to make wigs. No. I buy wefted hair, I cut it off, and I use that for my wig. You know? So don't think like I'm out there like, you know, ponytailing it up and chopping it off, which, you know, it's a good story. I mean, right? It's a good story. Yeah, give me your ponytail. I like a wig. Yeah, sure. I know what you drink. I know how you act. I know what you do for your life. And your hair can never be made a wig. So, you need to do your research, and you need to know, like, who you want to go to. If you want to get a good quality, you know, you're going to spend some money this is what happens when I get too loopy, per bundle. So, you know, you're spending upwards to like, you know, $300, $400 per bundle. You know, most wigs take 6 to 7 bundles. So you want to kind of figure that out and, you know, budget it in your new life of, you know, working less hours, making more money, and supporting your family. You know, you really want to take all those into consideration too. And then as far as, you know, hair buying, it can go anywhere from the darker hair, which is, you know, mostly common, you know, it's cheap, you know, you can get it pretty cheap and inexpensive. The lowest I've got it, like, and it was good, was like 20 inches for like, oh my gosh, I think it was $18, like really low. But I did do like I did do like 40 packs. So you get some kind of work with that. And then from there, it just kind of goes like the lighter the hair, the more expensive it is. So, I love my 613. I know it's a wig color. That's the color that we that's like our neutrals. Our neutral color, 613, baby. So I take that, and most likely I will color it myself. I will input the red, overlay it with the dark if I want it dark. Do I need highlights, lowlights, blah 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 blah. But like prime example, this guy who sends me hair, he's like, "Oh yeah, deal, 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 11/11, big deal, big deal." I'm like, "All right, two for how much?" 4 hours later, he gives me a price. I'm like, "Oh, fine, okay, great. Two blonde, curly hair, great, love it, 100%. Yep, fully ventilated." It shows up yesterday, or today. Was it today? It was today. Wefted back. I'm like, "Oh no, baby, honey, boo boo child. I don't play that game." So I had to WhatsApp him, figure it out, and he's gonna give me a discount on all this and a refund. And I'm like, "Oh my god, just send me fucking hair." So I want to kill myself. Well, no, I want to really strangle people when it comes to hair. Finding it, buying it, using it, enjoying it. Just, I wish they did it the way I wanted. Right? I wish they can do it just the way I wanted and cheaper. So definitely check out decoy.com for some new education that is being popped up. And obviously now you're listening to this blog, no, this podcast, to really keep you on your toes and be in the know with the wig making wiggers. Oh, shouldn't have said that one. It's meant for people who do wigs. A new technical term. Controversy 101. That would be me. Anyway, so keep samples and connections for every hair you buy. Because you'll be somewhere and you'll be like, "Ah, damn, this is really good hair, yo. Oh, look at that price. Oh, shit. Yeah, I got it. I got it." You leave the store and they never heard of it before. I'm like, "No, it was here. Remember this? You sold it to me." I'm like, "Me? Are you sure? You look new." So we just want to make sure that they get the right thing every time. Because it's once you start knowing the quality, then you start expecting the quality, and then it will be better. So on that note, hit me up on Instagram, Daniel Coy Official, so you can send me some topics to talk about, like this one was from Sharia something from Georgia. This was hers to talk about like the different pricing, where we're getting our things from, a comparison chart type thing. All right, guys, so one down, and now we have a couple more to go. So let's do this. Until next time, I'll be watching.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.